absolute a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Talk to you shortly and I'll be out of your way this morning, but I want you to pay rapt attention, open your heart and listen to what God has for you. We did not gather you here to ask for money. We didn't gather you here for fundraising. We didn't gather you here to look for anything from you. We just have a message from Jesus that we are trying to communicate to you through dance, through rap, through singing, through acting, through everything we have done, and I'm just going to summarize it in a short time. I had a scholarship and I was on my way to Canada when the Lord appeared to me three times in the night. The Lord told me, don't go. Come to Odoko and come and raise young people for me. That's how come I came back to
Odoko.
Whatever you see here is what God told me in 2012 when he asked me to come to Odoko. I'm speaking to you about what I titled This Same Jesus. Now tell somebody by you, this same Jesus. Acts chapter 1, verse 6, all the way to verse 11. This same Jesus. This same, not another. This same Jesus. We have been talking about in the trotro, on the buses, by the roadside, everywhere. This same Jesus. We are not here to talk about any other person but this same Jesus. Alright, so I want to read the whole church. In this church, when you don't read, we bring you microphone to read. So if you don't want the microphone, read it. If we see that you are quiet, it means that you don't want to spoil your voice. So I'll bring you mic so that we can hear you. So if you don't want trouble from this pastor, then read with me. Amen. So one goal, let us start one goal. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? 7. And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Next. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 9. Now when he has spoken these things, while they were watching, or while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. He disappeared. He entered into the cloud. Then what happened? And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven, as he was rising and going, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Angels came. They were looking up. What are they? He's gone. And as they were looking up, two angels appeared and started speaking to them. and look at the message of the angel. That's the message I carried this morning. He said, who also said, men of Otoko, why do you stand up gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in the same style as you saw him go into heaven. Clap your two hands. Now tell somebody, this same Jesus, not another Jesus, this same Jesus that went to heaven, that died on the cross, that went to heaven, is this same Jesus we are talking about. So what must you know about this same Jesus? Number one, his birth was announced by prophets and angels even before he was born. This same Jesus, Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, the Bible said, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign, for a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. It's about this same Jesus. So when the time was up, Gabriel the angel appeared to a very young girl by name Mary and told Mary that you are going to be pregnant and conceive, and you are going to give birth to that Emmanuel. And then appeared to Mary's beloved, the one who was about to marry Mary, and then told Joseph in Matthew 1 verse 21, he told Joseph, who was not yet married to Mary, and he told Joseph that she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. So this same Jesus who left, this same Jesus we are talking about, is the same Jesus that the prophets prophesied that he will come on earth, and the same Jesus that a virgin gave birth to. Aside Jesus, there is no leader of any religious group who was prophesied by prophets, who an angel came and announced their birth. There was no one except this same Jesus.
Wow.
No one. Number two, what is about this same Jesus that you must
know?
His death was also foretold long before time. Even how he would die, and the fact he would die and resurrected, was just prophesied. Mark chapter 9 verse 31, the Bible said, for he taught his disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after that he is killed, he shall rise again on the third day. So it is this same Jesus who was prophesied to die and to rise up again on the third day. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands together. Other religious leaders who have started something and they have their worshippers all over, when they die, up to today, they can tell you where their bones were kept. Up to today. One of the groups crowd here, the name of that group is start with I and then it ends with M. I've not said anything. No. It starts with I and ends with M. That group, their leader, when he died, do you know what happened to their leader? Pigs. Shoot the dead body of their leader. So it's a taboo to eat pig from that group. Oh yeah. but your Jesus resurrected. Tell somebody, this same Jesus was the one who died and rose up, was rise up. So none of these leaders, even Gautama Buddha and all of them, up to today, they can tell you where their bones are. But there is one person whose death was prophesied, that he will die and rise up again. And it is that same Jesus. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Number three, what you know about this same Jesus? He is the anointed one of God who healed all manner of diseases and wrought all kinds of miracles. This same Jesus is the one who was anointed to heal all kinds of diseases and to work miracles. Acts chapter 2 verse 22. The Bible says that you men of Otoko, over here is Israel, but I put you there. You men of Otoko, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was approved, endorsed, confirmed, authenticated of God. I hear what I'm saying. A man who was accepted by God or approved by God with miracles, signs, and wonders. That means that Jesus is the only one who was confirmed. God showed that he sent him by making him walk on the sea, by making him open the eyes of the blind. Go and show me any group leader or any religious leader who was able to do this thing. I'll give you money. It will interest you to know. I've done a lot of study, and it will interest you to know that even in the Quran, they have captured a lot of miracles that Jesus did. One of the miracles that is the son of Mary. They have a whole book for Mary and his child. A whole book for the same Jesus. And in one of the books, they have written the miracle that Jesus created a dove using clay. That Jesus created a dove using clay. Now, but their own leader could not create anything, could not work any miracle. And Peter is telling us here that it is this same Jesus who God endorsed through miracles, signs, and wonders. This same Jesus. Amen. Are you following me at all? Ask the one by you, do you know that same Jesus? The Jesus who was confirmed by God through miracles, signs and wonders. Acts 10, verse 38, the Bible says that how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good to people and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He was a miracle working man. I love miracles. I love working with this miracle person. Wow. Clap your two hands for them. I've been preaching around, and some of you have been privileged to follow me for some years now, and you have seen everywhere I get you. When I preach about this Jesus, you see cripples who are walking. You see blind people who are seeing. You see sick people who are healed. I hardly go into the crowd because the crowd are healed. So I stand on the altar. Then I tell them that I came here with same Jesus. Just last 2 years, I was at a place called Sasekbe, and I stood on the altar where they said demons and others. Blah, 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 blah. I stood on that same altar in the midst of shrines surrounding, and I declared, and blind people were seeing. A whole chief from that area, his eyes got open, and people were shouting, and they brought him. Videos are out there, and some of you were with me when we went for that outreach. Clap your two hands for the Lord. This same Jesus. That's same Jesus is the one we are talking about. The miracle worker. Let it tell somebody that your Jesus is a miracle worker.
Will be saying, Jesus Christ, now we didn't mention. Why am I with
He's a miracle worker. He can open the ears of the deaf. He can open the eyes of the blind. He can give a child to a barren woman. It's the same Jesus. Number 4. He is the one with infinite power and authority to break every yoke and set you free from all bondages.
Matthew 28:18.
The Bible says that all authority has been given to me. Tell the one by you, all authority has been given to Jesus. When I say tell someone something, please obey it, okay? It is a direction I've given you. If you do it, you'll be blessed. Amen. When you tell the person will hear it twice. He will remember what I said. Amen. Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. The Bible says, come unto me. Jesus said, come unto me. All you that have carried your burdens. And
I will give you rest.
This morning, if you are carrying any financial burden, if you are carrying any marital burden, if you are carrying, any health burden, I don't know the burden that you are carrying this morning, but this same Jesus is the burden lifter and the yoke breaker. He's the one who can break your yoke. He's the one who can set you free. He's the one who can deliver you. I stretch forth my hands over everyone under the sound of my voice who is in need of a miracle and a deliverance, that may God touch you right now.
Amen.
If your amen is loud, your yoke is breaking.
Amen.
Every family restricted yoke is breaking.
Amen.
Every marital yoke is breaking. Every financial yoke is breaking.
Amen.
Every sickness on your life is breaking.
Amen.
Every limitation in your life is breaking.
Amen.
Why? Because he said, come unto me. And this morning you have come. I declare you are not going back the same. I declare you are not living the same. Shout, thank you, Jesus. He's Jesus. John 8, verse 36. That if the Son therefore shall make you free, then you shall be free forever indeed. If a fetish priest tells you that you are free, you are not free. If you go and a fetish priest says that, oh, I bring me chicken, and then he uses the chicken to do something and do something and do something, and afterwards he gives it to his wife to go and cook and eat, and then he tells you that, oh, you are free, I am announcing to you that you are not free. It's either he has taken the sickness from your body and he has taken one of your children in return, or he has taken that poverty or that curse from you and he has given you sickness. Always they take one thing and put another. So anytime you go to a shrine, you came with something, you are also living there with something. That's how shrines work. He'll tell you that, okay, are you sick? I'll do something. He'll do something. All of a sudden, it will look like you are fine. And you are okay. And you are happy. And you think that the fetish priest has helped you.
But you
will leave that place 2 months, 1 year, then you realize that one child gone. Or you cannot keep them. He has taken something. He has taken your future, your glory, in exchange for
medicine.
Tell somebody seated by you, it is this same Jesus who can make you free.
the only one can break that yoke.
That thing that destroyed your father. You saw how your father was destroyed by drunkenness. Now look at your own life. Gradually you are getting to 45 years. And already you are beginning to have interest in alcohol. The only thing that can save you is not writing, I will not do, I will not do, I will not do. What can save you is surrendering to the one who is a yoke breaker. And his name is Jesus.
And he says, I Jesus Christ, you want to hold a man, you want to pay.
How many times haven't you promised yourself 1st January that this year, smoking, I quit. Womanizing, I stop. Am I speaking to someone? Oh, I'm talking to the wrong people. I should face here. These people say, I'm talking to the wrong people. Let me face it. You people, you have that problem. So maybe let me face you. I said, how many times haven't you said that as of this year, I will not date a peer again? My prayer will give me sick heart attack.
My prayer.
I demand by you, how many times haven't you promised yourself? You have promised yourself, sir. Every 31st, you locate the church and you lift up your hand. You say that, I feel the way, yeah. I beat ye be ye ye. And I didn't wa sweet ye. If I'm a mono, I beat ye. Makata kabata baha. Hey! I hear what I'm saying. But most of the times, when you give that promise, 2nd January, your phone will start vibrating. Then you pick the phone and you check. Then you block the number. Hey!
Never block it.
As if you are free. All of a sudden you are in church. You are cleaning. You think you are free because you said you have stopped.
Then
11th February. You see, it's a strategic week. 11th February is about 3 days. By 11th February, you have unblocked the person. You have unblocked. Oh, I come out. Okay, on your me born in Bia. Ain't you know? You have unblocked. By 12th of February, vibration.
Say, well,
I'm a child of God. If I don't pick, it's not good.
It's not me. I've been busy. I've been going to church. After this year.
Oh, I want to see you.
I'm very busy.
And 13th. Say 13th. Remember your promise. 3rd January promise. You start looking at people's statuses. Who buy me chocolate? Then all of a sudden you start thinking, ah, we can buy me wahwa. Enka ono no tadi chocolate iba o. Enka kofi wahwa enka tu mebe ko KFC o. Eti achina eti men na shia na. By the time you realize, from 13th February. You start WhatsApping. So, where are you?
Well, I'm almost closing.
Oh, can I meet you? Oh, we've just chat. Then on and on and on and on and on. By 14 February, your chocolate is in your mouth and you are on a strange bed. Hey! Are you not the one who said you have stopped? Are you not the one who said you have stopped drinking the alcohol?
You said now when you go to party, no more club. You said it is only malt. So when they are coming with their basket like that, and then they get it, maybe I'll tell them, oh, malt. Maybe I'll tell them, Guinness. Then they get to you. Maybe I'll tell them, malt. Maybe I'll tell them, malt. By the time you go for the fourth party, all your friends, Guinness, club, Kebashaw, Alomo 16, 18 p.m. Then they get to you. You have changed, oh. They get to you. Then they ask you, do you like club or mod? You say, do you have club mod? Do you have that? Ah! Ask somebody, do you have club mod? Club? Like, is it the one that the percentage is just one? Or the percentage is 0.2? Tell the one by you can't save yourself. You can't save yourself by writing down to-do lists. Pornography, you have watch. Every 4 days, you say, God, I've stopped. The next 4 days, you are watching. You are masturbating. How will you stop? This same
Jesus. This is Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Tell the one seated by this same Jesus can save you. Not another Jesus. So I'm not talking about another. I'm talking about this.
The
same Jesus that you have heard and you are tired. Now you don't want to hear. He still can save you. This same Jesus that he said, even if he's on a truck and they were pushing him like pusher. Like by now he should have arrived. This same Jesus is the one who
died. Jesus Christ, so yeah, I would watch you say, it is a camera truck or son and go up by any woman may do ya na. Zayas, we are on one Samadhi.
He is the one, number four, who died and resurrected on the third day and has power over life and death. This same Jesus.
Zayas, Christ, so you are on one
He has power over life. The only one who went to hell and disciplined the devil and said, give me the key. Adam gave me the key. Now I am in charge. In hell, that 3 days when he went down to hell to go and meet the devil, there, he said, give me the key. The devil said, oh, but you know that so many years ago, Adam gave me the authority.
Why?
Jesus said, who?
Adam, your mama, and
who?
And I used to say,
give me
the bra.
That is the everybody said, who? Oh, you're not a gun. I'm a gun. I said, whoa. Give me the key. Before the devil, do you know that Jesus knows how to fight, mashallah? Before the devil could realize, then just took the key. Clap your hands for Jesus. Hey! That is that, behold, I have the keys of hell and of the grave. Behold, I have the keys. The keys of life. He made that announcement. He's the champion. This same Jesus. Revelations 1 verse 8. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Who says, and who is, and who was, and who is to come? He's the final one. Hallelujah. I have the keys of life and of death. So if anybody is in need of life, it's this same Jesus. If you're on the sick bed, you don't need a fetish priest, you don't need any evil person. You only need
Jesus.
Number six. Let me read Matthew 28, verse 5. Look at what the angel said about Jesus. For that scene, number 5. He said, and the angel answered and said unto the women who were looking.
just like those other leaders who promised and died. As they were crying, the angel said to them, "Fear ye not, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, but he's not here." For his reason, as he told you that he won. Number 6, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one will have eternal life without him. The same Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one will have eternal life without him. Yes. John chapter 14. Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father except by me." Only Jesus can speak certain words.
Jesus Christ,
when read all the other books from other religious groups and look whether they were able to make any bold claim. Listen, me, I prefer to follow somebody who knows his whereabouts and is bold. Say that I can help you. Not somebody who never said that, follow me. And yet people are following you. I like the one who has boldness that I am the bread of life. If you eat me, you'll never be hungry again. He told the woman that there is water I can give you that you don't know of. If I give you it, you'll never come to this well. You'll never thirst again. How? Say, oh, go. I like such a person. I like such a person that somebody who is quiet.
Ladies, you like
a guy who can tell you that you are looking beautiful and I like you, or you like someone who keep quiet and be giving you some no, say no. They want the one who can say it. Say it. Jesus was the one who said it.
Jesus
He was the only one who said, "I am there."
Jesus
the way. People are looking for the way. He said, "I am the way." Why are you looking for another way? Nobody said that. He said, "I am the truth of God." If you are looking for the truth, don't listen to all the others. He said, "I am the truth." Haven't you realized that? All the other religious groups, anytime they are teaching their people, or anytime they are talking to their people, Christianity is the main focus of the attack. They don't fight among themselves. That you see that
all.
Hindus are fighting Shintos. But always they are fighting the Christians. Because the whole reason why we have a counterfeit is because there is an original. And all counterfeits, they always try to look like the original and fight to take the place of the original. So when Rastafarians rise up, everything they are doing is to imitate Christians and to condemn it that they have the right. They are from the tribe of Judah. You know, they are higher, higher. They all say that their Messiah heals Salas. From Ethiopia, the black Jesus. Wow. They didn't say the black, another like the black Muhammad or the black Buddha or the black. Everything is Jesus. Everything. Haven't you realized it? All the other groups, when they go out and they are condemning a group, they always attack the Christians. Hello, wave your hands if you are there or you have gone home. Have you gone home or you are there? Listen, haven't you realized that in your workplace, if people of other religious groups do a wrong thing, it is less spoken of? If you see a Muslim fighting, they will not condemn you like that work. Why are you fighting? Just went to Friday to pray and you have come back. They will not. But when they see a Christian fighting, what would they say? If they see a pastor with more than one wife, what would they say? If a Buddhist or a Hindu in your workplace does something and he
gets a very, maybe he's dating two ladies in the office or something. Oh, it is like, it's as if he doesn't belong to any group. They only talk about him, they don't talk about his group. But if a Christian is seen with a sister, like standing at the bus stop like that, they'll quickly take their phone and snap. And they'll put it on the office page. They say, Moshe, check us all out. Why is it that Christians are always the focal point when it comes to attacks? The reason is because all the counterfeits, they try to take the place of the original, so they must discredit it so that they will be accepted as the new original. Clap your two hands.
If you say,
tell somebody about this same Jesus.
Oh,
announce it, this same Jesus. This same Jesus. He's the Savior of the world. Clap your two hands for
him.
So he's the way. John 3:35. I love how Jesus put it. He said, the Father loved the Son. Everybody, just read it. Anytime I read the scripture, then it looks like a love letter. It looks like a love letter. Have you written a love letter before? It looks like a love letter. Say, when you're writing a love letter, the only way we know you're writing a love letter is that your countenance are filled with smiles. Wow. We will not know what you are typing, but we can tell from your face. Read it. That the Father loves the Son and has given him all things to his hands. The Father loves and has given everything. This same Jesus, oh, he's the Son of God. Nobody else was able to make a claim that I'm the Son of God. Now look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. It says, he who believes in the Son. Oh, Charlie, read with me. Read this love letter for me. Read with me. It says, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him. So the Father has given eternal life to Jesus. Only Jesus has the cup of eternal life. He can give you some. If you try to go through another way, another place, you will get to the end and realize that it's a road that leads nowhere. It's a road that leads nowhere. This is the dispenser of life. The dispenser, the distributor of life. Number 7. He is the one sent by God to take away the sin of the world. So Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the
sins.
John chapter 1 verse 39. Jesus 29. Jesus was passing by. He was passing by. He didn't have any disciple. He was just walking alone. He's the son of the carpenter. He was just passing. When he was passing, and then John the Baptist was preaching for salvation. As he was preaching, then he saw Jesus. He spied him from afar. Then John the Baptist started shouting. Look at him. Behold, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, that takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is the only person who was described like that. Nobody was ever described like that. So listen, the day he died, he took away your abortion. The day he died, he took away your smoking. The day he died, he took away your womanizing. The day he died, he took away all the things that you stole. The day he died, he took away the consequences of your actions. I know you are a sinner. I know you have done many things. The Bible says that Jesus did not come to condemn this world, but that through him, all we like this who are sinners, we will have eternal life. The same Jesus.
Jesus Christ,
Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't look for another Jesus. Don't wait for another Jesus. What the meaning of Jesus? Jesus means the Savior. Yahshua. From the word Joshua. It means the Savior. The Savior. Don't wait for another Savior. Don't wait for another Savior. Amen. Jesus the only. Isaiah 53 verse 6 says, all we like sheep we have gone astray, but our sins have been laid upon him. Our sins. God has packaged it and put it on one man. I'm a very happy person, though. I'm a very happy person because I'm following the one who has taken my sins. I'm not following somebody. I am not following somebody who says that I should kill myself. I should do a lot of good things, kill myself, so that when I get up there, they will weigh my good and weigh my bad. And when they see the one which is more, then I will be rewarded. So as I'm following him, I don't know my end. I want to follow the one who has said he has taken my soul. I know my end. I know when I die, I'm going to heaven. You didn't get what I just said. There is another religion that you must kill yourself. There is another, you must bomb yourself, boom, like that. There's another religion that to get seven virgins, unless you have slaughtered certain good people who don't belong to your group, you have killed them to get seven virgins in heaven. If you are looking for a virgin, let me show you a place. You have to do good so that when you get the gates, they will weigh your good. They weigh your bad. Funny! Now, right now, let me ask you a question. You, if they weigh your good and your bad, which one is more? You, I say you. Like the one by you. If they weigh your good and your bad right now, where do you stand? Even this morning, you have lied. Even this morning. This morning when you were even taking your bath. Soap, you know what I mean? You said the soap is not, it's not with you. Meanwhile, you have hidden the soap somewhere. This morning you are waiting trouble. Where do you stand? Do you like such a group? How many of you like such a group? A group that your leader said when you get there, they will weigh your good and your bad. Then they will see which one is more. When you know yourself. Me, I don't like that group. I like the one who said, you are a sinner, you can't help yourself. So I am coming to die for you. So that you just accept what I have done and follow me and I will take you to heaven. I like such a person. Clap your two hands for that same Jesus. Now, finally, the entire world history, this same person, number eight, the entire world history, holidays, seasons, time is all programmed around him, is pegged around him. Like the entire world history. If you are reading history, you will come across the birth of the Messiah. It's not history in church. Go to the university. Read history. When they are telling history about leaders, they will mention Jesus Christ. One leader that came among the Jews. Aside that, do you know that the whole world time is pegged around him? When you are checking time, don't you come across BC and AD? BC 32 something, AD 311 something. Haven't you met it? You didn't do it a little. There's the history. When we say BC, what was the meaning of BC? before Christ, before the coming of Christ. What is AD? After the coming of Christ. So when they want to mark dates, they don't know which variable to use. The best variable that is worldwidely known or known worldwide is that gentleman, that boy, that virgin boy who is called Jesus. That boy, the whole unbelievers who are not Christians, they sat down there, they planned well time and they connected it to him. He cannot be a nobody. It's simply impossible. It's simply impossible. They are not Jews. Romans. Yes. When they are doing the date, they have to connect it to before that boy was born and after that boy was born. That means that you can't take him out and have time. Eddie, I'm not a minute. Before the coming of Christ, if Jesus' story is fake, why should there be a history in the world that is connected to him? It's not Bible. I'm not talking about Bible. I'm talking about go to the internet and check it. Before there was a 13 something, a 1452, before there was that, the way to calculate date is before Christ was born, after Christ was born. If Christ is a nobody, why do they program the whole world time in connection to him? You are still joking with this same Jesus. You are still joking. When even pagans have programmed their world time in connection to him, before 19 something started, he was the order of time. That man called Jesus. Holidays. When there's a Christmas, whether you're a Muslim or whatever, everybody will enjoy it. Easter. Nations that don't believe in Christianity. Easter is a general. And the people who declare Easter are not Christians. Unbelievers. Some of you went to Kweu Easter to go and chill. You are chilling in the name of Jesus. But what I'm trying to make you know is that he's so powerful that even the world used him to determine holidays, determine time.
Or you obey and it took me any the move a year through. I said, if we ask a person or can be Biana, this was the first 5 years to do so. 1 5 years to know what can a year.
That is why Peter said, as Proverbs 10, let it be known to you all. Montias here, let it be known to you all.
And then Peter can say, when you know, what's
up, and to all the children of Odoko, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him, this man here was healed. So by that man, Jesus, that same man, we are saved. Amen. Then the last one, he is the sole person the world is waiting for, as we are talking about now. He is the only person. Before he's coming, all the signs we are seeing are because he is coming. All the signs. Hallelujah. That's why there is hunger, there is famine. That's why all the things that are happening in this world is because they saved
us.
And then he will, number 10, he will come back again to bring judgment to the world and to save the righteous people. He will come back again. This same Jesus. This morning, how can you receive from this same Jesus? Unless you believe in your heart. Unless you believe in your heart. And you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord.
So
wherever you are seated, that you said, Pastor, I want this same Jesus. I want to pray with you to accept him. I want to pray with you to accept. Focus with me. Focus. Everybody, keep your eyes on me. I want you to accept this same Jesus.
Welcome.
If you make him the Lord of your life, your life will never be the same. So wherever you are, I want to pray with you to accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Bow down your heads, everybody. Bow down your heads. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me to make Jesus the Lord of my life. I want this same Jesus to save me, to heal me, to deliver me. I want to be born again. I want to be born. I want to be a real Christian. Put your one hand on your chest and lift up the other one. Don't joke with what I'm saying. Don't joke with what I'm saying. Bow down your heads, everybody. Lift up your one hand, put one on your chest, and you are going to pray with me that Jesus will come into your heart and he will change your whole life. Now, with all your heart, mean it. Say, Heavenly Father. Say, Heavenly Father, I have heard your word this morning. I have understood by your word that you are the savior of this world. You died for my sins. You resurrected for my life. Therefore, Jesus, I surrender all my sins.
I surrender all my sins.
I will not pretend. I will not pretend. Many, many, many are my sins. But I am sorry. I render sincere apology. Forgive me all my sins. And have mercy upon me. I can't save myself. I can't save myself. I need your help to be a good person, to have a changed life. From today, please come into my heart. Come and live in my heart. Transform my life from a sinner to a saint. And make me a testimony to all who know me, beginning from today. Satan, I no longer relate with you. I belong to Jesus. This same Jesus, the Savior of the world. In Jesus' name. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Father, into your hands do I commit everyone who have said this salvation prayer. Let it not be vain confession of words. Let there be a follow-up witness of your spirit. Touch all hearts, Lord. Convict all hearts, Lord. And let souls be saved and lives transformed, beginning from today. Let our spiritual lives be intact. In Jesus' precious name, we are preparing for heaven and nothing can stop us. Amen.
There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you. Oh,